This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So our side is listening to the Herd tapes. See, we were right. He's senile. He is. He's senile. He, we got our proof. No, that's not the main takeaway. Not at all. In fact, listening to the tapes, I don't think they show a senior moment at all. Joe Biden deliberately brings up and starts rambling about Beau and his death. Joe Biden deliberately, and I think it was deliberate, I don't think he forgot, deliberately gets the year wrong. But man, has he got the clarity when he's got to lie in other places. It's amazing. If you're a doctor, maybe you could contact me. You have dementia patients. Well, they seem to have total clarity when lying, but no other time. What, dementia doesn't affect you when you lie? So the Heard tapes, what this is the Department of Justice interviewing Joe Biden about his crimes. And it's shocking. It's shocking. Just for a refresher course, I went and took a look. How many years was Trump facing in the classified documents case? Again, how many? Oh, it was 40 charges and 435 years. Just to preface this, okay? If Trump hadn't won the election, Trump would be in prison right now. And he would never leave across those 5K. That's the only reason he's not sitting in prison. 40 charges in the classified documents case, 435 years. For what? For exactly what Joe Biden admits to here, as Joe Biden is so casually admitting his crimes, content, safe, like in a cocoon of liberal privilege, Democrat privilege, that laws, norms don't apply to him. He admits, I've been taking these documents home since I was in the Senate. That's illegal. You're not supposed to view them outside of a SCIF. You don't get to take them home. A SCIF is a secured box so that when you're reading documents, nobody can spy on you, including using electronic means. You're not supposed to take them outside the SCIF. Yeah, don't take them home, but he did as a senator and as vice president when he did not have declassification authority. Now, listen to this, okay? Here's the first part of it. As Biden admits to what at the time he is trying to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life for 435 years. Here's the first round, and you can hear in the background Joe Biden's attorney telling him to lie. Say you don't recall.
This memo, Mr. President, was this something that you consciously kept after your term as vice president?
Your answer is you don't recall.
I don't recall how it got back. I mean,
you can't quite hear his attorney in the back of me saying, tell him, don't, you don't recall. The memo is a highly classified Afghanistan memo. He's not supposed to have it. Again, it should not be viewed outside a SCIF, much less be hanging around in Joe Biden's house. Well, her then prods Biden, goes, well, but what do you mean you don't recall? I mean, you told your own ghostwriter, the guy writing your book for you, that all the classified stuff was downstairs. You found it all. You knew.
You said to Mark, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs. And so you can imagine, we are curious what you meant when you said, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs.
I don't remember. I'm not supposed to speculate, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, I don't remember.
He's not demented there. He's conferring with his attorney. I'm supposed to say I don't remember. Yeah, okay, yeah, I don't remember. This is the opposite of evidence of dementia. When he wants to and he needs to get away with his crimes, he's just fine. He could turn it on, turn it off. Now, I think he does have dementia. I do. But it's not all consuming. We knew that. You can see that on the stump. Within 3 minutes of that, of him conferring with his attorney, yeah, I don't remember breaking the same laws I'm sending Trump to prison for 435 years for. But I'm a Democrat, so it's cool. He admits, actually, I did take those classified Afghanistan documents home. I did. I just wanted to have them because they seem kind of historical and sort of cool.
You said to Mark, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs.
Sorry, I hit the wrong one. Here we go.
I wanted to hang on to it just for posterity's sake.
He does remember.
This is my position on Afghanistan. I've been of the view from a historical standpoint that there are certain points in history, world history, where fundamental things change using technology. For example.
Yeah. I just wanted to take it home. It's illegal. But I just wanted to take it home, though. I mean, history is, you know, it's cool.
I wanted to hang on to it just for posterity's sake. I mean, this was
okay,
my
stop.
Position.
Stop the tape. That is exactly why Trump took the classified documents home, with one key difference. He's the executive. He has the ability to classify whatever the heck he wants. Biden does not. That makes what Biden did a crime. As for Trump himself, when asked why he removed the classified material on Afghanistan, Biden admitted, I guess I wanted to hang on to it for posterity's sake. That is precisely what critics on CNN and MSNBC accused Trump of doing, removing material as types of keepsakes or trophies. One president was indicted for that, and one was sent on his way to a second term. Here, he's so demented, he just can't be tried. Oh, Trump, though? Yeah, we're going 435 years on him. One president was indicted for that. One was sent on his way to a second term in office. And you remember how ridiculous it got with her? Well, no jury's going to send Joe Biden, a sweet, doddering old grandfather, to prison. So I can't prosecute. But Trump, now that's different. Yeah, it's the same crime, but Trump's a bad guy. Jury won't like him, so I'm going to go ahead and prosecute him. It is one of those jaw-dropping moments that you hear a president, you don't see this much, a president of the United States on tape. Yeah, I did it. I broke the law. So what of it? Which would be one thing if no one was being prosecuted. But again, as he says it, he is pursuing his Department of Justice is pursuing 435 years against Donald Trump. And Biden could have pardoned Trump. Biden could have done any of that. He didn't care. And the Democrats literally on a loop tell us no one is above the law. Oh, Biden was. Biden was above the law. Now, listen to this part. Just listen to the casualness. I want you to hear this about the criminality, okay? At the end of it, Biden's like, I guess I did have classified stuff, but I just don't think much about those things. I don't need to trouble myself. It's okay when I break the law.
Were you aware that you had kept it after your term as vice president? Did you know that you had it?
I don't know that I knew, but it wouldn't sound something I would have stopped to think about.
Why would he stop to think about it? He's a Democrat. He's a liberal. He's got liberal privilege. He's got Democrat privilege. Why would I stop to think about whether I was breaking a law that resulted in 40 charges, conveniently, against my opponent? No one's above the law except me, another Democrat. Look, we know best what is best for the country. Look, a little break of a law here, over there, over here, over there. We're Democrats. We do good things. We're good people. But these Republican Hitler fascists, now they can't be allowed to break a single law, even if it's the law that I am currently breaking as president. We have to keep a boot on them because they're dangerous. That is the shock of the Hurt tapes. Not everyone. I'll see people on our side running around going, "We got him, we got him, we got him, we pre Cino! Hey, wow, we pre." We don't need the tapes for that. I got 25 audio clips in my audio vault I could prove to you. I don't need any of this. The shock of it is that her listened to the president of the United States confess to crimes committed when he wasn't president, so he has no immunity to cover them. And her basically holds his hand and moves on to the next topic and then announces he's not prosecuting him. It's everything they tell us is not going on in our country. The double standard, the dual justice, the Democrat Party being above the law, right there on tape. So you can hear it. So you know it's real. It's not conspiracy. You just heard it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, well, Maria Bartiromo lost it over the weekend. Just good and lost it. I don't blame her. They sent out Cash Patel and Dan Bongino to announce they got away with it. Maria Bartiromo got the interview on Fox Business. They're going to get away with it. All of it. First, Cash Patel, now acting director, well, the director of the FBI, announcing that, yes, Comey, McCabe struck that crew when they ran the FBI, committed at least 4 felonies, at least. And then he lets us know they're never going to be prosecuted for them. That, yes, they will. They have found new things they didn't have before since they've been there at the FBI, and they're going to make those public. But no, there's never going to be a prosecution because the statute of limitations has run out. And Bartiromo good and loses it on Patel. You can just tell. That's the story here. And she cracks, she breaks. She's like, because she has been at the forefront of covering this for a very long time, all the crimes committed by the FBI. Now, you're going to hear her go off on Cash and Bongino a little bit here. And one thing I want to note, and Cash Patel is right. He's, look, we just got here. When I walk through the door, statute of limitations on these crimes has already expired. He's right. It's not his fault. He's just who the Trump administration has sent out to make this announcement. So I'm going to play the whole thing. But here's one of the background pieces you got to understand here, because this really is history. Remember the Crossfire Hurricane docs? That would have documented all these crimes committed by Comey and everyone else. And supposedly they're coming out in the next 2 weeks. I've heard this before, okay? We've been here before. Trump never releases the Crossfire Hurricane docs. He just says he's going to. This is, you know, been a feature of the last presidency. And so they're saying, we found them now. We've got them. We are sharing them with members of Congress. So maybe it'll leak. And just wait, just wait. The next 2 weeks, you're going to see the crimes. You're going to see the proof of the crimes. Oh, they're going to be indictments? No, it's too late. Now, again, you're going to hear her get mad at Cash Patel. Don't get mad at Cash Patel for this. I think she's just venting. This is on Trump. And I'm not bashing Trump, but this is on Trump. Ultimately, why did the statute of limitations run out? Trump had 2 years. He appointed George H.W. Bush's literal best friend, Bill Barr, to run the DOJ. And then it would turn out that Bill Barr would not only cover up Hunter Biden's crimes, terrorize the IRS whistleblowers who wanted to tell us about it, but were afraid they'd be sent to prison. He also covered up the criminality by the FBI. That's on Trump. You appoint literally George H.W. Bush's best friend since they were both in the CIA to run the DOJ. That's what you get. But Trump's not sitting there. Cash Patel is. And she goes off on him and Bongino. As they break the news, no one will ever pay the price for the crimes committed. And folks, I think Comey knows that these documents are coming out. He's going to look bad. And I think that's why he was getting ahead of it with the 8647. He knows that means kill Trump. To make it look like when these documents came out, oh, that's just retaliation. I was exercising my free speech rights. Trump is a dictator. Gestapo, Gestapo. Look at them. They're just releasing Russia stuff. It's not true. I just ignore the four crimes I commit. It's not a big deal. Besides, I'm a Democrat. So this is the same theme as the last segment. Anyway, this is historic. This is Cash Patel and Dan Bongino together telling you no one's ever going to pay the price for the Russia collusion hoax and the four felonies committed to create it.
Look, I can speak to the folks that were in our seats, our predecessors, and they intentionally failed the American public by putting on the biggest DC deception game we've ever seen. They said the FBI was the most storied institution for law enforcement, and it was. And it will be again very soon. But when the likes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and company came in here with the James Bakers of the world and intentionally lied to a federal court only to rig a presidential election by lying to the American public and using taxpayer dollars, likely illegally, to fund this entire operation and then withhold exculpatory information from a federal court that I used to appear before to manhunt terrorists, that's what broke the FBI. And then when they were caught, they lied about it. And you and a few others like Dan and others were brave enough to cover it 6, 7, 8 years ago. And we're still talking about it today because as Congress is working rigorously with us, the Crossfire Hurricane documents are coming fast and hard. And they're being sent there unredacted so we can have full accountability.
Release
them. And that's how we restore what the trust that was lost to the American public when it comes to the FBI.
Yeah, but come on, Director, with all due respect, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I've been demanding accountability for many, many years. You mentioned Comey, Strzok, and the rest. They've got TV shows. They've got media platforms. They're fine. There's been no accountability.
Well, look, it's a fair criticism, but what I will tell people is we weren't here in the FBI in the last 5 years when we had statute of limitations that were still in play, where we could have investigated criminal conduct.
Yeah.
Most of these statute of limitations are 5 years old. And we will investigate criminal conduct where we find a righteous case to do so and the law and the facts allow us to. But a lot of it we're precluded from. So we'll take the criticism, and it's rightfully so. Like, could we have done more in the past? Sure, people before us could have, but what we can do now is continue to put out the documents and the information that these people withheld from the American public. And I'm just telling you right now, as much as we know about Crossfire Hurricane, he and I just found out more last week, and we're continuing to work with Congress to put those documents out. That's how vindictive and vicious the former leadership structure here was. Not only did they bastardize the FISA process and lie to the American public, they withheld and hid documentation and put it in rooms where people weren't supposed to look. And it's a good thing we're here now to clean it up, and you're about to see a wave of transparency.
What do you mean?
Just give us about a week or two.
Cash Patel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.